after being punted back inside their own 10-yard line, the Cougars go 79 yards, 14 plays. You're saying, all right, great drive. How many teams do it in 2 minutes and 30 seconds?
Fast.
Well, the Cougars are teams who can do that. 14 plays in 2 minutes and 30 seconds, settling for a Matt Hogan 32-yard field goal that gives them the lead at 17-14. And if you want to help Houston's Tier 1 effort, every UH Alumni Association membership counts toward the alumni giving percentages considered by most Tier 1 rankings. So do your part and visit the website mycougarconnection.com to join today. Chase Turner tees it up between the hash mark and the X near sideline. And Damaris Johnson waits back near his own goal line to our left. Cougars moving right to left here in period number two. 17-14. Houston with the wind at their back. Turner puts the foot into this one. And Damaris Johnson will take it at the goal line. Up the hash mark to the 10, to the 15, to the 20. And across the 25 and out to about the 28-yard line. Tim Monroe up off the pile along with Tim Mercer. It's Tim and Tim Show working on special teams again. And Tulsa will have the ball first and 10 from their own 28-yard line. Trailing set, make it the 27-yard line. Trailing by a score of 17-14.
Tom, and I think the defensive coaches have done a great job of mixing up coverages, mixing up fronts. I think we can expect a little bit more of that now that we've had some success defensively.
Freeman Kelly to the far side along with Trey Johnson. Charles Clay slots out that way. G.J. Kinney in the shotgun. Clay comes in motion now to the right side. Running play trying to sweep right to the 30, 35, and out of bounds near the 39-yard line goes the running back, and that is Willie Carter making his first carry of the game. But spotting Carter out of bounds right at the 40-yard line gives him a gain of 13 and a first and 10.
Well, I don't think we've seen that in a couple weeks. That was a pulling guard and tackle, OT block on
that. Wow.
Yeah, hadn't seen that in a while.
Tight end in the ball game to the left, wide receiver right and two receivers to the left. Pistol formation for G.J. Kinney. Play fake. Kinney looks to throw down the left seam. In and out of the hands, the intended receiver, Slick Shelley. And he took a shot at the 35-yard line and is slow to get up.
Well,
Carson Blackman was one of the guys who had
him. I was going to mention, you know, Carson and Nick Sines both had a beat on him. And then Marcus McGraw was running a little slice, sort of a trailing coverage technique behind the ball. Three guys hit. Big number 88.
Slick Shelley. He's a big guy.
He is a big guy.
6'4". Let's go on the sideline. Chuck Brown. Chuck?
He might not know what state he's in right now, guys.
He got waylaid pretty well there.
Well, guys, I tell you what. If we're watching the football, we can intercept that ball if we don't drill him like that.
Yeah, Signs and Blackman, both safeties got a good shot at him. He just ping ponged off of one into the other. He looked like a pinball.
Yeah.
Ted, that's also said. You know what? You cross this middle, watch what you're going to get next time you come across the middle.
Oh, I don't think there's any question. Anybody who knows Nick Sines, number 41, he's among one of the up-and-coming hitters in Conference USA. He's a young guy, but, man, he can definitely deliver a blow.
Remember Rocky Schwartz a couple years ago?
Oh, yeah. He reminds me a lot of, like, a little bit faster
than
Rocky.
He's a little bit bigger, too.
And bigger than Rocky.
Second down and 10, Tulsa from their own 40-yard line. Two receivers to either side. Kinney from the shotgun swings it out near sideline. Johnson, 45 midfield into Cougar territory at the 48-yard line. Covered up there by Tyrell Graham after he was tripped up by Brandon Brinkley. But Damaris Johnson picks up 13 to the 47-yard line in Cougar territory at a first and 10.
That's okay. That's a pass to the flat. When we're in zone coverage, we're going to give that up.
Two to the far side, one to the near side as Kinney goes under center. Running play for Jamad Williams. He drives to the 45-yard line, and that is all. Covered up there by C.J. Cabnis and Marcus McGraw after the 2-yard pickup. Second down and 8 coming up.
So within the tackle box there, right at the line of scrimmage, they give a little leeway to offensive linemen. You can kind of push, block in the back a little bit. There's a little bit more flexibility. C.J. Cabnis had a guy, literally looked like he was giving him a piggyback ride as he tackled the running back there.
Wishbone set out of the shotgun formation with a back behind G.J. Kinney. Now they go to a standard shotgun with a man to each shoulder on second down and 8. Cougars blitz off the corner. McGraw chasing him from behind. Kinney's going to run. 40, 35, 30. Got blockers, 25, 20. And McGraw finally chases him down at the 16-yard line. But a flag is down back near the line of scrimmage. And clapping his hands is number 72 for Tulsa, the left guard, Clint Anderson. He might be the guilty party.
Well,
it was 76 Kurt Puckett, the right guard.
Well, we brought the heat, brought off the end. Marcus McGraw, middle linebacker, was lined up on the edge. That's another new look. I'm telling you, our defensive coaches are on their game. They're pulling everything out to mix it up, but brought Marcus from the side. They weren't quite sure how to block him there.
So back it up to the 45 in Tulsa territory. Second down and 18 now. Cougars lead 17-14, 8:45 to play here first half. Kinney from the shotgun. Will look to throw on the near sideline to Maris Johnson. 45 midfield and bumped out of bounds by Brandon Brinkley at the 49-yard line in Cougar territory. Short pickup of 6 yards on the play of leave. Tulsa with a third down and about a dozen to go.
Well, that's a play in the flat. So to show you how different this Tulsa offense is from our Cougar offense, when we throw that play in the flat, we get a lot more than 6 yards out of it. They typically don't.
Third down and long for Tulsa. Kinney in the shotgun. Start a man in motion. Kinney going to pass. Look out, Tyrell Graham. Down he goes. Tyrell's got the sack from the near sideline. And the Cougars are going to get the ball back.
A huge stop. We put C.J. Kavanis, brought him up the middle. They didn't count for an extra guy rushing on the left side. That's why Tyrell was wide open. We brought 5 guys on the rush with a zone blitz, basically, is what it was. Great job by the defensive guys and the coaches.
Michael Such back to kick. Tyron Carrier standing inside his 20-yard line awaits it. Such off the side of his foot coming way up. It may have come to us. I mean, that one came into the stands. That's how bad off the side of his foot it was. Going to be interesting to see where they mark this baby. Got to be up close to the 30-yard line, I would think.
And the Tulsa fan threw the ball back.
Wow, 23-yard line. Boy, that's pretty generous. That's about where it went into the stands.
Unbelievable.
How in the world do you mark it there? Timeout on the field. 7:43 left in the first half. Houston 17. Tulsa 14. Now this is for Academy Sports and Outdoors. First and 10, Houston from their own 23-yard line. 7:43 to play first half. Cougars lead 17-14. Keenum, three receivers to the right. Edwards alone near side. Back to pass goes Case. Looking over the middle, finds Edwards. 25, 30, up the sideline, 35. And tripped up as he dives toward the 40-yard line. They're going to spot him down at the 39. A pickup of 16 for the youngster from Hearn. And a first and 10 for Houston.
That's why our offense is so, so dangerous. That's just a little arrow inside route where he's basically just running about a 4-yard pass route, Tom. It's a short completion, but the athletic ability, boy, that's what makes a difference.
And we have a Tulsa player shaking up on the sideline right in front of the Cougar bench. He's in that big white stripe area, and that is Tanner Antle, one of the inside linebackers. He is up now, coming off the field under his own power, holding that right arm straight down.
Not good.
So we'll see if he returns the ball game. His backup is Cornelius Arnick, and we look for him to come on the field. And he is. Number 32 is out there. Don't forget, Cougar fans, are you geared up for this football season? Well, you can stop by any Houston Area Academy Sports and Outdoors location, register to win the U of H tailgate package, and get yourself in the game. Academy Sports and Outdoors. First and 10, Houston from their own 39. Keenum with three receivers left. Tim Monroe to the right. Keenum looking to the left. Has protection. Now throws. Caught by Chaz Rodriguez. 45 in Tulsa territory and down at the 42-yard line. Tackle made there by James Lockett.
Boy, and a great pass route. Nice pass. And Chaz just comes. He's like a magnet. Goes right to the ball, right into his hands, and then right into his side. A fantastic pitch and catch.
21 yards on the gain. First and 10 for the 41. Running play for Bell. Inside the 40. Driving forward for almost 5 yards up near the 36-yard line. He was trying to break out of the grip of number 93, Corey Doris, but could not do it. But still, he gained 5 yards on the play. It'll be second down and 5.
A great first down run and a nice 1-2 punch after a big pass completion.
Amandi, the shoulder of Keenum on the second down and five. Carrier starts in motion. Play faking in the backfield. Keenum throwing down the middle. Wide open. Cleveland. 15, 10, 5. Touchdown. James Cleveland. Oh, everybody bit out of the cross action. And when Case pulled it out and threw, there was nobody deep for Tulsa.
Oh, my goodness. What a beautiful pass route. And James just kind of gets into the second level. And he is so dangerous anyway. I can't believe they aren't putting somebody on him full time. But, wow, just wide open. Great pitch and catch. Again, nice job by the coaches and by the players.
Matt Hogan on to try the point after. Boost this to a 10-point Houston lead. Keenum looks back at the young redshirt freshman. So you ready? Yep. Stretches out the arm. Ball back and down. Kick up on the way. And the kick is good. Houston Cougars 24. Tulsa Golden Hurricane 14, and the Cougars strike four plays, 77 yards, 59 seconds. Keenum and Cleveland hooking up for the second time in today's ball game. Case now with 27 touchdown passes on the season, and that's double digits for James Cleveland, who goes to 10 touchdown receptions. Keenum on the ball game, 17 of 23, 263 yards and two touchdowns in the early going. James Cleveland is caught 5 for 77 and 2 scores. Patrick Edwards, 5 for 111 yards already for the young sophomore from Hearn. Bell, 8 carries, 33 yards. Sims, 6 for 32. Your stat page for the Houston Cougars. And we still have almost half the second quarter to play here at Tulsa.